scripture reading for this morning is from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, beginning in verse 13. Numbers 6, beginning in verse 13. And this is the law of the Nazarite. When the days of his separation are fulfilled, he shall be brought unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and he shall offer his offering unto the Lord, one he lamb of the first year without blemish for a burnt offering, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish for a sin offering, and one ram without blemish for peace offerings, and a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, and wafers of unleavened bread anointed with oil, and their meat offering and their drink offerings. And the priest shall bring them before the Lord, and shall offer his sin offering and his burnt offering, and he shall offer the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord, with the basket of unleavened bread. The priest shall offer also his meat offering and his drink offering. And the Nazarite shall shave the head of his separation at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall take the hair of the head of his separation, and put it in the fire which is under the sacrifice of the peace offerings. And the priest shall take the sodden shoulder of the ram, and one unleavened cake out of the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and shall put them upon the hands of the Nazarite after the hair of his separation is shaven. And the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. This is holy for the priest, with the wave breast and heave shoulder, and after that the Nazarite may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite who hath vowed, and of his offering unto the Lord for his separation, beside that his hand shall get, according to the vow which he vowed, so he must do after the law of his separation. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Congregation, having just entered into this new year, sometimes you may wonder what this year will bring, what will come upon our way, the unknown future, the things that we will face in this new year, unknown to us now. Maybe questions that you may have for the year that lies before us. And for some of us, maybe the last year, the end of life's journey. And such is our life. A journey, a wilderness journey. As it was for the people of Israel, being led out of Egypt to the wilderness and for them to the land of Canaan. And how did they travel through life, congregation? With this undeserved blessing, under the blessing of the Lord. Because, congregation, when you look for this new year, and when you wonder what this new year will bring, when you look to yourself, there's no expectation. And therefore that the Lord may grant us this morning, this first Lord's Day of the new year, that He grants for the first time or by renewal to look unto Him. To receive, to see, to travel, to journey in 2010 with the Lord's blessing under His blessed hands, His protecting hands, His caring hands. And that it might be by grace to see, to travel to that Canaan that is above. Because congregation, also in 2010, though traveling under the blessing of the Lord, as we will see, or we will perish on the way, or we come to that heavenly Canaan, one of the two, also in 2010. And therefore I want to meditate with you this morning, with the Lord's help, this first Lord's Day of the new year, on the priestly blessing of the Lord, as we find this in number 6, verse 22 to 27, an well-known passage. But sometimes you have that, eh? When there's a well-known passage in Scripture, what does it now really mean? What does it now really mean? This priestly blessing of the Lord. We see three main thoughts. The blessing commanded in the verses 22 and 23. The blessing received, the verses 24 to 26. And the blessing confirmed, verse 27. One more time, the priestly blessing of the Lord. The blessing commended, the blessing received, and the blessing confirmed. Congregation, the book of Numbers deals about a part of the history of the people of Israel in the desert. And therefore, in the Jewish tradition, this book is called the Bidmar, about the desert, about the wilderness. And in the Christian tradition we use the word Numbers, which comes out of the Greek translation, Numbers, which point to the numbers, the counting that I mentioned in this Bible book. And this book specifically deals about this part of the history of the people of Israel, from their departure of Mount Sinai to the borders of the land of Canaan. It is a period of transition to the next generation. A period of about 40 years, 38 to 40 years. In which the people of Israel have experienced the great faithfulness of the Lord. He kept his covenant, even though his people forgot the Lord so often. And he led them through the desert. And he provided for everything they needed. As Moses later says in Deuteronomy 29, the Lord has led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxed old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxed old upon thy foot. Manna from heaven, rock from the water, care of the Lord. But where do we see now the Lord's care in particular, congregation? Not only that Moses could mention this after those 40 years were gone by. But congregation in particular, when they are ready to depart for this long journey, for the year to come, for this unknown future, the Lord gave instructions in the book of Numbers, these first 10 chapters to Moses, preparations before they go on this journey. It is the Lord who had led his people out of Egypt, but continues to lead them, but not without preparation, for their wilderness journey. And for example, the people are numbered, are given a place in the chapter 1 and 2. And when you read those chapters carefully, you see that the Lord placed them around the tabernacle. The tabernacle that was in their midst. The place where the Lord has his abode. You will read that the Levites are numbered. The Levites who are the closest to the tabernacle in the service of the Lord, to care for the tabernacle. The laws are given and taught to the people how to live for the journey to come in chapters 5 and 6. And we have read of something that of the Nazarites, to be separated, to be holy before the Lord, to walk in his ways. Congregation, such as the care of the Lord, his leading, before they go on this journey in the unknown future. And congregation, maybe say it also this way, is it also not the Lord's care for us that he brings us in church this first Sunday of the new year? I mean, not as a congregation, as Moses later on says, you stand this day all before the Lord your God, your captains, your tribes, your elders, your officers, with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the stranger that is in thy camp. And with our families, elderly people, our office bearers, our women, our children, before the Lord. Every time when we come to church, young people, it is that the Lord brings you before his countenance. Congregation, are our families also for this new year? Is the congregation also for this new year situated, placed around the tabernacle? Being in his presence, where the Lord speaks from above the mercy seat. Congregation, will we go through this new year as a sanctified people in the midst of the society of 2010. Sanctified, that means being set apart, holy, to be kept away from sin. By grace being led out of Egypt. And knowing something in your life, what the Lord later spoke through Hosea, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. That happens in the wilderness. How shall we come through 2010? Congregation, the Lord wants his people around him. Not that we live afar from him, but around the tabernacle, close to him and his words. Over against the dangers that are on the road before them. To experience his care and protection, his nearness. Such is the care of the Lord for Israel before their journey begin. The Lord leaves not his people over to themselves, being led out of Egypt, but goes with them and through the desert journey in the unknown future with his blessing. Commanded. Because we read in verse 22, and the Lord spake unto Moses before their departure, at the beginning of their journey. The Lord through Moses comes to them, to the people of Israel. The Lord speaks. And congregation, the verb that is used here in the Hebrew, it is a speaking with power. Above all the speaking of the children of Israel. And they were busy with their planning and preparation for the journey that was ahead. The Lord speaks. And so the Lord comes to us this first Sunday morning of the new year. Above all our plans and preparations and maybe good intentions, young people, for 2010. To hear his voice. He speaks. And speak unto Aaron, the text says, and her son saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel. Speak unto Aaron and his son, the priests, the Levites, speak unto them, those that are in my service, says the Lord. On this wise you shall bless the children of Israel. Dus wat does the Lord speak here in number 6? In the desert, with the unknown future before them, ways they do not know, decisions they face, the Lord speaks of a blessing. And congregation, should that not be as a comfort and encouragement for this new year? That it is the Lord who comes with his word on this first Sunday of the new year. On this wise, in this way, not your words, Levites, Aaron, and sons of Aaron. What you have in mind. But the Lord says, with my word and with my blessing, you may bless the people. Oh, congregation, do we see the wonder this Sunday morning, this first Sunday morning of the new year, that it is the Lord who came to us. That it is an undeserved encouragement and comfort for all that is before us as a congregation, as a family, or when you go alone through life, that the Lord comes to us with his word. At the commencement of the journey, with an unknown future, with everything that will cross their path, with everything the people of Israel would encounter. There are many things when you go through the Israel's history and the desert journey. Many things happened. Enemies, ways they had not expected, nor had gone before. Biting snakes, murmuring. They went sometimes their way. They even built a golden calf because they wondered, where is the Lord in all of this? And despite who Israel is before the Lord, and the Lord knew this, he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. The Lord had to say of his people, a stiff-necked people. And yet, at the beginning of the journey, with all that lies before them, he speaks and he gives his blessing. Saying unto them, says the text. And the word saying here in the original is written in the longest form of the Hebrew. And the Jewish commentators, they point out that this blessing should not be spoken in haste. It should not be heard in a hurry, but it should be spoken and heard with all attention, with full attention, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This blessing of the Lord, also for 2010, this may be well-known blessing that you so often hear from this pulpit, that on this first day of the week, this first Lord's Day of the new year, that we should hear it with heart and head, this blessing commanded by the Lord. Unto them, the entire nation, the whole congregation, wherever they stand, whatever their situation is, the circumstances they are in, those close to the tabernacle, and those that are far away, the little ones, the parents, the grandparents, so that all and everyone may hear the blessing of the Lord, commanded by himself, granted, undeserved. And then we read in verse 24, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Congregation, we should pay attention to these words so that you may see the wonder here. Because the Lord speaks to Moses that the priest should bless them, plural, the people. But the blessing itself is thee, you, singular. Each person of the congregation of Israel is blessed with the Lord's blessing, of which we read in verse 24 to 26. So in this way, says the Lord, must the blessing of the Lord be given to the congregation, so that each one of the congregation may hear the word of the Lord personally. It is, as it were, that the congregation of Israel hears, the Lord bless thee, keep thee, his face upon thee, be gracious unto thee, give thee peace. And so it was for the people of Israel, facing an unknown future. It is with the Lord, the Yahweh, the faithful covenant God, with his blessing that they may travel through the desert that lies before them, with its dangers, with its questions, with its unknown ways, even their murmurings. Their murmurings about God's ways in their life. And yet it pleased the Lord not to leave his people Israel over to themselves, but grant unto them, leave them with his blessing. O congregation, do you see the mercies of the Lord? That also as a congregation, he does not leave us over to ourselves. It comes on this first Sunday in the new year, with his word, with his blessing. And there is something very remarkable in the Hebrew word here, blessing. Bless, barak. When the Lord grants his blessing, it is, as it were, a promise. It will be. See the same, for example, in Genesis 17, verse 16. The Lord speaks to Abram that he will bless Sarah. And then we read, for I will bless her, and you also give her a son. Yea, I will bless her. I will. That is a divine will, which became true in the life of Sarah. That's when the Lord speaks. A promise. But the same word, when the priest gives these words of blessing to the people, you can read it as a prayer. So what do we see it is in this text word? The Lord gives these words of blessing, words that the priest must proclaim, proclaimed by the priest as a prayer. And yet these words are not a maybe, but a yea and amen, as an oath of the Lord, a divine promise. And therefore this priestly blessing at the beginning of the wilderness journey is a promise and a prayer. And therefore when we hear these words of the Lord, we hear first, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. It is of the Lord. He is the author, the source, the only one of those blessings. And at the same time, when the priest pronounces this blessing, we may hear, O Lord, that thou may bless, may keep you. Oh, that the Lord may shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Oh, Lord, that thou will lift up thy countenance upon us. In congregation with such a prayer of a promise of the Lord himself, we can enter into this new year, into this unknown future. It is, as it were, a prayer, a promise that becomes stronger and stronger when the blessing is spoken. It becomes more and more powerful. When you look to the Hebrew language, in verse 24, there are only three words. In verse 25, it is only 5 words. And then in verse 26, it's 7 words. A fullness. That is the Lord's blessing. And then it begins, the Lord bless you. Bless you. With what? Well, the Heidelberg Catechism teaches, when it speaks about prayer, all those things necessary for soul and body. All those things that the Lord considers necessary for me, spiritual and material. And the Lord knows best, also in this coming year, what is best for you. And congregation, let us be honest also this morning, we do not always see that. We think we need something. But there is still so much that we can miss, also in daily life. I'm not necessary in our life. Sometimes maybe even a hindrance to us, that the Lord has to take it away. Has the Lord not promised that you also will not forget it in this new year? Has the Lord not promised to his children, your bread and water are sure? Was it not so in 2009? Was maybe economically speaking a difficult year behind us? But has the Lord then changed? And spiritually speaking, things maybe that you have prayed for so long and it seems no answer. Maybe an answer you hope for or expect, but to learn that the Lord maybe answers your prayer and hears your prayer and answers your prayer in a very different way than you expected. But it is necessary for you. Oh, that we may go into this new year, O Lord, that thou will bless me with such things that are necessary for me. As thou hast promised in thy word, thy blessing is upon thy people. Grant, though undeserved, grant that I may share in thy blessing. Because congregation, when we share in the Lord's blessing, this well-known blessing, also for this new year, it will first of all glorify the Lord. It is his work, it is his word, nothing of us. It also teaches us to be a blessing, also in this new year. When the Lord blesses Abraham, the first thing the Lord says, and be a blessing. Of those things that we have received, materially and spiritually, that we may share to be a blessing for those around us. That also means in this new year, when the Lord has spoken to you through his word, do not keep it for yourself. Do not keep it for yourself. Congregation, we can be so full of the things of the here and now that sometimes even after church service, we don't even remember what the Lord has spoken. Or maybe when the Lord has spoken, we keep our mouth shut. But when the Lord has now spoken in your midst, when you have heard his voice, can you keep then your mouth? Or may you speak of the wonder that the Lord spoke to such a man as I am. That happens, congregation, when you dwell together in unity. What we read also and what we sing together also of Psalm 133. When pilgrims travel together, and when the Lord speaks, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together, for there the Lord commands the blessing, even life forevermore. And therefore, our Lord will bless us also this year, though undeserved. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May he watch over us and guard us. How necessary, congregation. His protection. When we travel from home to work or to school or to church, our business, our families, our children, wherever they go, wintertime, summertime, maybe so many unseen dangers, that we need this blessing of the Lord to keep and guard us. And congregation, when you look in the history of the people of Israel, the people did not come have not been ashamed with this blessing of the Lord in their wilderness journey. That even the psalmist later may sing of it, that the Lord was their keeper. And it was the Lord that has preserved them from all evil, from dangers. Psalm 91, for he will command his angels over you to keep you in all your ways. He preserved. That such is our prayer also for this new year. O Lord, will keep us. But also of this prayer, he shall preserve thy soul. The faithful covenant Lord preserves and keeps your soul. And therefore that this blessing might be a blessing and an encouragement for you. Maybe as Isaiah says, O thou afflicted, tossed with tempers and not comforted. Maybe one in our midst with so many soul struggles. Do you hear? He will keep your soul. Oh, that the Lord may keep us and our children in the year 2010. Protect us in all our ways. Protect our souls. Keep us close to Him for the way that is before us. And then the Lord instructed Moses that the priest also should bless. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord has given such blessing to His people through the desert. His face, for the cloud of the Lord was upon them, the tabernacle by day, and fire was on by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel, throughout all their journeys. A light upon their path. A light that drive away mine heights. Oh, that our prayer might be for this new year. Oh Lord, that Thou face may shine upon us. In favor. Not that the Lord has to hide His face and countenance from us. As Moses reminded the people of Israel later on, that the Lord had to say, I will surely hide my face in that day when they are turned to other gods. O congregation, that our prayer might be for this new year. O Lord, that Thy face may shine upon us. Thy favor, Thy countenance. In the light of the King's countenance is life. And therefore, young people, what do you desire? What are you looking for in this new year, 2010? Fame and greatness? The priests were instructed by the Lord to give this blessing to the people of Israel. Favor and grace. Favor and grace. Only then you can go through this new year 2010. And be gracious unto thee. The original word points to grace and mercy of the Lord. That the people should know to travel so in this way through the wilderness. And only in that way that He would be gracious unto us. That the psalmist in 103 later sings in amazement. He has not dealt with us after our sins, not rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great in His mercy toward them that fear Him. Gracious mercy. In times, maybe also in this new year, when it maybe seems that no one shows concern for you anymore. But to know then that there is one who grants a blessing upon life's path. This Father who pities his children. That it is the Lord who has promised in his word, I will seek, also in 2009, I will seek that which was lost. Bring again that which was driven away. I will bind up that which was broken and will strengthen that which was sick. Such are the gracious dealings of the Lord with wayward people in the desert. This comfort for 2009 to travel under that undeserved blessing of the Lord, and he will be gracious unto thee. Maybe in times that you do not have words to pray anymore, that you think, Lord, thou art gracious unto me. That you may open your Bible and lay your finger by this word, Lord, remember in mercy thine own words, this sure and firm promise, and be gracious unto me. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. We can also read it, the Lord looks up, as it were, humanly speaking. He hears the prayers of those that cry unto him. These prayers of you and me in the new year. Prayers, maybe a sighing, O Lord, may thou hear my prayer, answer from heaven, maybe in days of distress, O Lord, lift up thy countenance upon us. To whom else shall you go for this new year? O Lord, grant us thy peace. We can also rent this word, give, as the following word first put it, the Lord put his peace upon thee. This blessing, this prayer, the Lord grant us thy peace, peace with the Lord. Congregation, when you experience something of that peace, then you can sleep at night. In the knowledge of Psalm 4, I will both lay down in peace and sleep. Now maybe here in Grand Rapids, most of us, we sleep well during the night. There are no dangers immediately. But there are places on earth. When you go to bed, you don't know that you will wake up alive in the morning. And we lived in South Africa, with all the dangers, particularly in the night. And then you read this, I will both lie down in peace and sleep. Was only of the Lord. Was only of the Lord that you would sleep that night. Congregation, when you have something of that peace in 2009, that peace of the Lord, that peace of the Lord in your heart that surpasses all understanding, that lives up above all the circumstances, as Christ has promised his disciples, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Also in 2010. Oh, that the Lord may grant us peace. That it also this year may be, coming to church Sunday after Sunday, and I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people. That is the blessing that the Lord gives to his people in the wilderness. a blessing of increasing strength for all that lies before them. His keeping, His presence, His grace, His peace. Facing an unknown future, we could say a sixfold blessing. His blessing and protection, His shining and His grace, His lifting up and His peace. We also may read it as a threefold blessing. Under His blessing, there is protection. With His friendly countenance, His grace gives grace, happiness, and light for all sincerity of heart. When He looks upon you in His favor, then there is peace. Then there is peace. And this blessing the Lord confirms, because we read in verse 27, "And they shall put My name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." And so the Lord confirms to Moses the instruction to the priest. On this way, with My words, with My blessing, they shall put My name upon them. My name. The I am that I am, who blesses and keeps, the name that speaks of grace and peace, they, the priest, shall put this upon the children of Israel. Put upon. In the wilderness journey from the tabernacle, later from the temple, with outstretched arms, lifted up, blessing the people with the Lord's blessing, that they may put this blessing upon the heads of the children of Israel. And this blessing the Lord confirms, and I will bless them. That is the hope. That is the hope and the encouragement and the comfort for both the priest and the people. The Lord says, as it were, none of the people must ask that this blessing comes from the priest, a man with so many shortcomings. Why should he be there any expectation? But it is the Lord Himself who says, and I will bless them. O congregation, such a rich blessing. A blessing that we may receive at the beginning of this year 2010. A blessing from the Lord. A prayer, a promise, so undeserved, and yet with this blessing we may go in and through the new year with all what the new year will bring to us, whatever will come on our way. Under this blessing to travel, brothers, consistory, that we may serve in the service of the Lord, in the midst of the congregation, that you may dwell near to the tabernacle, in the nearness of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord and His word. To experience, despite your shortcomings and sin, this blessing, keeping grace and peace of the Lord. That it might be to our comfort. It is a blessing of the Lord. The congregation may rightly say, in those men, in those efforts bearers, in this preacher, there is so much shortcoming, so much fault. But then the Lord says to the priest, for the congregation, the I am that I am will bless him. That is the hope for the congregation, the only expectation for this new year. No expectation of ourselves. No expectation of office bears, but this great expectation of the Lord, this faithful, unchangeable, covenant-keeping God, who grants His blessing, His word, to a people in the wilderness, and to us at the commencement of this new year. And congregation, this blessing that the Lord granted to His people received a major place throughout the history of the people of Israel. Have we here, for example, in Ruth 2, verse 4, when Boaz came to his workers, and Boaz said unto the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they answered him, "The Lord bless thee." And the psalmist in 29 ends, "The Lord will bless his people with peace." And Jeremiah may proclaim a message of the Lord to a people in exile. "When I return to captivity, the Lord will bless thee." And therefore, congregation, that this blessing of the Lord may be so well known to us. We have heard it, maybe heard so many times in our life, that this blessing of the Lord, these words of the Lord, may receive a place in our hearts and life today and for the year to come. That it might be with the knowledge, this comfort is a blessing of the Lord. It is of the Lord who alone can protect us, who grants us grace, who can grant us peace. Because congregation, what will it be when we reject such a blessing and we will perish on the way? The Lord warns his people through Malachi. When he sees his covenant people, that in all their words and deeds expressed no need for this blessing of the Lord. And people that ask in their own righteousness, question the Lord, "Wherein have we despised thy name? Will he be gracious unto us? Will he regard your persons?" That is, will he show his countenance? That can happen. The Lord grant this blessing. But his people, they no need for him. Their name was more important than his name. No need for grace. No need that the Lord would shine upon him. And congregation, remember what the Apostle Paul once wrote to the congregation of Corinth. "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, under that blessing, and all through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all did eat of the same spiritual meat, and all did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased." O congregation, today, if you hear the Lord's voice, this blessing, take refuge under his blessed hands. Under these blessing hands, these fatherly, caring, keeping hands. It was only the blessing of the Lord that led his people through the wilderness from Sinai to Canaan, despite their unfaithfulness and forgetting the Lord so often. It was only by his faithfulness, with his blessing, that they could travel through the wilderness under these lifted up and blessing hands. And so it was for the Christ disciples. If I take you for a moment to the Mount of Olives, and you see this small group of men standing there, an unknown future before them. And what do we read then in Luke 24? "And he," that is Christ, "led them out of Bethany, lifting up his hands, he blessed them." Under those blessed hands, those pierced hands, his disciples could go on. And so under Christ's blessed hands, his children may go into this new year, continue the way that is before them. And maybe for some among us, it's still a long way to go, with many ups and downs. But under the Lord's blessing. And for some maybe among us, the journey is almost over. Until They will arrive in that heavenly Canaan, where there shall be no hunger, neither thirst anymore. For the Lamb, Christ the Lord Himself, shall feed them, shall lead them, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That is the future for the people. Let out of Egypt, through the wilderness journey, traveling under the Lord's blessing. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, at the close of this morning service, we may come unto thee. O Lord, will grant thy blessing upon us. A blessing that is undeserved but so needed for us as a congregation for this new year. And will grant that we may travel in this new year. Be mindful of thy blessing, and that it might turn us time and time again unto thee. O Lord, will remember us in thy mercy, also in this coming year, and will bless us with thy blessing. O remember us the furnace of this day, that it truly might be in Shabbat and day of rest, that we may rest in thee. Bring us tonight in church once more to hear thy word. We'll grant that thy word, that we may carry it into this new week and for this new year, that we may meditate upon thy word, and that it direct us to thee in all our ways. And we ask these things in the forgiveness of our sins, in speaking and in listening. But we pray this for Christ's sake alone. Amen.